Yeah, roger that. I'm familiar with the Majestic. I worked on one before, too. I asked the guy if he wanted to sell it after I got it working. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. I forgot what the hell. It was capacitors or something, but they don't make them really service-friendly, but you can fix them if you take your time and know what you're doing. But, man, that sound on that thing was so beautiful, man. I asked him, I said, do you want to sell this radio? No. I told him, I said, if you ever want to sell it, you let me know, man. Let me know first. Everybody I know I've ran into who had a Grundig Majestic or even just the regular Grundig tube radio, I would ask them, you know, are you interested in selling it? No.
This thing, as old as it was, well, last time I fired it up, God, I hope it's still in the garage over there. Just the audio, you know, like on FM, you know, FM radio, it was just amazing.